Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm back excited about this show again, Tony. I was in the doldrums a bit last week, wasn't I?
Start of the year, innit?
Yeah, start of the year and all that. Like New Year blues. Loving it now. Great music this week. Again, totally different show from the week before. So far this year, every show has sounded completely different than the last one. This one does repeat a track that we played in the first week. It's coming up right now. This is The Objects, RSVP. Listening to a brand new bed underneath us from Surfing Caramba, all the way from Chile underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And there's more new beds coming up in the show as well. It's like a revolution. That was The Objects, RSVP. They're from Las Vegas. They've got an album out. You should buy it. It's brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheObjects?
No, Facebook.com/ObjectsLV. I was like, I think it's like Objects Love. So yeah, make sure that you check them out. Go to their Facebook page and find out all about them. They're an absolutely brilliant band. They're something of a groundbreaking band themselves. You'll see why when you go to their page. Now then, I've got a couple of jokes for you, Tony.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks very much to people for sending through their comedy suburbs. If you have a joke for me, send it through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, comedy suburbs. Got two for you this week. First up, a short one. This is from Glumbongo, Glumbongo. He's pissed off in the Congo. He said, I was watching the news about that stricken cruise ship, and the newsreader said she's lying on her side with a gash the size of a tennis court. I just happened to glance at the girlfriend, and now it's all kicked off. And next up, slightly longer one from your favourite man from Springfield and mine, Jim Caramella. It's one Monday morning, a mailman, you can tell this is American, one Monday morning, a mailman is walking the neighbourhood on his usual route. As he approaches one of the homes, he notices that both cars are in the driveway. His wonder is cut short by Bob, the homeowner, coming out with a load of empty beer and liquor bottles. "Wow, Bob, looks like you guys had one hell of a party last night," the mailman comments. Bob, in obvious pain, replies, "Actually, we had it on Saturday night. This is the first I've felt like moving since 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. We had about 15 couples from around the neighbourhood over for a party and it got a bit wild. Hell, we got so drunk around midnight that we started playing Who Am I?" The mailman thinks a moment and says, "How do you play that?" "Well, all the guys go in the bedroom and we come out one at a time with a sheet covering us and only our private showing through a hole in the sheet. Then the women try to guess who it is," Bob explains. The mailman laughs and says, "Damn, I'm sorry I missed that." "Probably a good thing you did," Bob responds. "Your name came up 4 or 5 times. Thank you very much, Jim Caramella. So, I'm not mucking about here. We're getting on with the next song straight away because it's come through. There's a new album now. I've got the information here. Do you remember a band called History of Guns, Tony?
Yeah.
We played History of Guns quite a lot. I reckon this is a good one for if you're listening and getting your knickers wet, ready to post them to me. Insane Star, you're going to like this. In fact, this may make your knickers wet, Insane Star. Who knows? This is from their new album, which is their fourth album, which appears to be called Whatever You Do, Don't Turn Up at 12. And it's out on the 26th of March, so quite a while away yet. And I'm calling this kind of goth post-industrial interesting. The blurb says the lead singer has a little bit of David Bowie's about him and a little bit of the Ian Curtis's about him. Metal Hammer said it's oddly brilliant, like a goth metal underworld. There you go. Metal Hammer like it. So do I. This is one of the tracks of it. It's actually track 4 from the album. I say not out for a couple of months. We will play another track from it in the future, and I've already requested that we get sent a copy through for something I'm building, Tony, which I'm calling Punky Radio's Easter Competition.
Ooh.
Yeah. What I want to know is, what is History of Guns' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/History of Guns.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 1. This is Who Controls You.
Like the light flows and left behind all alone.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, have you got lots of Facebook comments for us?
Yep, I've got all of one.
Brilliant. Perhaps you'd like to explain to the listeners what they're doing wrong.
Yeah. See what you need to do is leave us a comment on our Facebook wall rather than not. So please do leave us a comment. Go to Facebook, search for Funky Radio. It's the radio station page that appears. Click on that. Like our page, obviously. And leave us a comment on our wall and we'll read them out. Alternatively, you can find us on Google Plus. We're not doing Podcast Alley anymore, by the way, so don't bother. Just Facebook. And here's the one comment we've had in the past week. And it's from Elwood Bredle, who says, "Greetings from sunny Santa Cruz, California, home of the Chop Tops."
Santa Cruz, home of the Chop Tops.
"Who will be playing at the Underground in Reno, Nevada, Friday, January 27th.
Fantastic.
It's an early gig, guys, isn't
it? It is indeed. He sneaked that in without us singing.
It's very efficient. Well, thank you very much, Elwood.
Yeah, thank you very much, Elwood. That's brilliant. Is that it?
That's it.
Right, yeah, so if you are on Facebook, and you are, just go to the Punky Radio page, leave a comment for us, maybe say about a couple of bands you'd like to hear, or what you've liked on the show so far, or what you haven't.
Exactly.
And, yeah, let's face it, we'll probably get a stream of abuse now.
Yeah.
And do leave a comment for us. It's all right, though, Tony, I can cover this section, because as well as my comedy suburbs, I've got a poetry corner. That's right, came through last minute. Thank you very much, Joni H. Jizz, the four-far fanny fingerer. Moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. That's a quote from Paulie B.
It is.
This week's limerick, Hey P&T, intellectual heights, no, I'd rather go low. Finding new vocab, like a blowjo that's polo. So thanks, Punky Boys, for good fun and great noise. Now it's time you performed your organ solo. Thank you very much, Joni H. Jizz. If you have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyray.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Right. Next up, as I say, we've been threatening a bit more rock on this show. What better way to do that than with Dead Nation? And from their new album, this is Rock and Roll Psychopath.
All that yak on the phone don't mean shit. It's your clip and your gap, and you come get some. You want an address, motherfucker? Give me one.
That I can refuse. And what you say?
Betsy's box.
That was Dead Nation, Tony, and Rock and Roll Psychopath.
Cool. Nice.
Listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. That's a brand new bed, by the way. A brand new bed? Yes, a brand new bed. And thank you very much to them. I got, I found out about Dead Nation and the Robbie Allen Band through Music Submit, who were the people I was on about, whose name I got wrong last week. And I should just say thank you very much to Manila PR for sending us History of Guns as well. Glad to see you're sending stuff again through in the new year. We've got more from Music Submit coming up. I'm loving this new website. If you're a band and you want to get people to review you, play you, I recommend you go to musicsubmit.com. Right, that's it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Dead Nation's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dead Nation.
No, MySpace.com/Dead Nation Music. Makes it probably be an internet two, Tony one. The reason we're still saying about MySpace pages isn't because we expect you to necessarily use MySpace, but it's a kind of default free website for bands, isn't it? So it's still a good portal to go there first and find out about them. Right, we will be playing more from Dead Nation in future weeks because they rock. Now, did you do anything last week?
Apart from the usual destroying of the house, I don't think we did. No.
Right, what did you destroy this week?
Well, what did I destroy this week? There's all this panelling around the front room. I've been ticking my new crowbar to that. Got a new crowbar, very happy about it. Also, we had no back door key. We've got like a back door which goes into a conservatory. And that has a door to the outside, so we have to go through that to get out. It had no key to it, so took my trusty crowbar, smashed the lock in, so now get out to the back garden. And
you're loving that crowbar, aren't you?
I fucking love it. And as of today, there is no more conservatory, so even though I got out the door, there now isn't even a door. Today I had Bill came round, who lives in Tony Towers, and helped me demolish that, so that's been destroyed now.
Why did you demolish the conservatory?
It was a DIY job. Very sturdy DIY job, but it was a really patchwork quilt of a conservatory, wood everywhere, bits of wood that is just nailed together.
Right. So rather like the daisy chaining that had gone on in the with the electrics, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just
basically the bloke who had the house before you just spannered it together with optimism, didn't he?
Yeah, so I'm just stripping it back. Everything that's been built crappy, I'm just ripping down and we're gonna just put back up. But it's looking loads better already. There's wanton destruction everywhere. There's just debris now.
Wanton destruction. Like it. You should definitely be listening to metal while you're destroying stuff. I had a slightly different experience. Okay. I went to the Hyena in Newcastle with a Brighton anarchist and the voice of Magnus Cider. Because I have interesting times, also known as Windsor and Brendan Dempsey. And what a weekend we had. It was absolutely brilliant. On the Friday night, lovely crowd. Had a brilliant gig afterwards, went downstairs into Madison's, which is the nightclub underneath the club. And got hopelessly leathered. Went back to the voice of Magnus proved to be pretty smart, actually, because we got back to the flat, because you're given a flat when you stay there, and it's like 3:30, 4:15 in the morning, and he said, "I'm a bit hungry. Are you hungry?" He went, "Yeah, I could do the pizza." He went, "Yeah, I could do the pizza." He says, "I bet you can't go and find a pizza. I'll bet you £5." Me and Windsor went, "Right, fight's on." So me and Windsor ran out of the house, ran down the road, ran and got a pizza, came back, went, no, we got a pizza, thanks for the fiver. The pizza cost us £14. So Brendan gave us the fiver. So it cost him a fiver, me and Windsor £4.50 between us, and we'd gone and got the fucker. It's like, it just didn't occur to us at all. It was a stunning move. Saturday night was a more problematic. I did go to the Ho Buffet in the afternoon. I like to get a smorgasbord of whores in the afternoon. So I had a very, very cheap and excellent Chinese meal in the afternoon when I met up with a comic called Andy White, who was doing one of the other gigs in Newcastle, because Newcastle's exploding for comedy. Went to the gig that night, which was harder, but still fun. I went on first, got paid, got in the car, drove home.
Nice.
Drove home from Newcastle to the Highwayman's Lodge and through freezing fog, and it was horrible. Such a long drive. But I got back about 3 a.m, so a bit much like the night before. Only difference was, well, I'm doing 6 hours drinking, I've done 4 hours driving. You know, same sort of deal. So that was my weekend.
Cool.
Yeah. And now I'm going to play another song.
Okay.
By There's another band that have come through via Music Submit, I think. No, it hasn't. This has come through from Manila PR as well. Hello again, Manila PR. A band called Modern Society, who only been sent one track. And I've got their information to hand as well. I'm describing this as a little piece of sort of pop punk. It's really quite poppy. And just one track through. So I don't know whether it's a new single. Oh, I tell you what, I could look at the press release, couldn't I? That would help. Right. They are Modern Society are set to release their anticipated next single, Horizons, on the 27th of Feb. There you go. And we're about to play it. See what you think of this. What I want to know beforehand, though, is what is Model Society's website?
Modelsociety.com?
No, modelsociety.co.uk, which makes it probably be in the internet 3, Tony 1. Listen out after this for a really great, good fun song that I'll tell you about when we've heard it. For now, though, this is the new single from Model Society. This is Horizons.
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
To play. all of us to stand up and be frank. We grabbed his arms and tied him up and made him walk the plank. Hey!
So, you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And yes, that is a new bed, and thank you to Destroy the Evidence for putting that together for us. Because you did the Robbie Allen Band one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done you. And the track you just heard, really good fun song by a band called Sexy Heroes, called Pirates. Sexy Heroes have got quite a few albums out. Do check them out. The best way to do that is to go to their website, which is, Tony?
Sexyheroes.com.
No, heroesrock.com. Probably be the internet for Tony Wong. This could be as big a thrashing as last week.
Yeah.
They've sort of described that as kind of comedy punk sort of thing. But I prefer to call it fun punk. But a lot of their stuff's really, really catchy. Really like that. If you'd like to hear more from Sexy Heroes, hey, why not leave a message on our Facebook page? Now then, Tony, do you have any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
12 bar.
Yep, 12 bar club, still on Denmark Street in London. And again, there's something on Sunday, but it's to be confirmed. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday.
Very safe.
Yeah. And Thursday, this Thursday coming up, it's Ledford, who I think played recently, actually. Maybe it's a rescheduled gig, but he's playing. How much do you think that is?
Right, I'm not mucking about this week, so we're a bit trying to be clever. I'm going £6.
You right?
Nice.
Friday, 20th. Tankus the Henge, David Goo and the Variety Band, Babby London, New Rising, and Reese and the Relics. How much do you know it?
£6.
It is.
Nice, come on.
Finally.
I want a hat trick.
Saturday, 21st. Folk Grinder and special guests Tracy Hunter and Scant Regard, plus a DJ Little Crawdaddy. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Yes, come on. Oh, I'm on a roll this week. Now, that would conclude the gig guide, but it doesn't, because I got another thing through the post from Steve Hooker. Okay. Thank you very much, Steve Hooker, you old school lunatic, for posting me flyers. But anyway, this Friday, the 20th of January, the Ranting Roots duo Happy Martyr, featuring Boz Bora, who is of Polecats and Morrissey fame, and one of the most famous men in rockabilly over the last 25 years. Also with Steve Hooker with his stripped down stomping band and a burlesque show. How about that? Sounds
nice.
Pretty good. And that's at the Railway Hotel in the upstairs ballroom, and admission is but £3.
Cool.
Find out more about it, sexguitar.co.uk or stevehooker.co.uk. And thanks to Steve for sending that through. So yeah, if you're in the Southend area and you fancy some blues and rockabilly and burlesque, that is the gig for you. So I imagine that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, no,
it's
Tony. So that thing we prepared, where I said we've got something prepared, you just weren't listening, were you? When I said, so that concludes, you're supposed to jump in and go, ah, ha, 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 no, I have another gig.
Ah.
Okay. So anyway, Tony, I imagine, let's try this again, shall we? So I imagine, Tony, that concludes Tony's
No, it's not. I have another gig, Paul.
I have to say, Tony, you are a shit actor. So what's this other gig you've got that I already know about then that you're really no good at playing along with?
It's from John from the Beach Boys.
Oh, is it really? How exciting.
You're much better actor than I am.
I know.
Well, yeah. This 21st.
Why do I bother?
Basically, what's that? I don't know. Why do we? Saturday night, 21st of Jan, at the Bridge House in Canning Town.
They're
playing with 999. That's all the information I have, apart from he says he thinks we're on early.
So the Bridge House is one of sort of London's default punk venues. So, yeah, there's a lot that's going on in London this weekend. That'll be a great gig. 999 are fantastic. Beach Boys will no doubt be playing some of their new material as well, which should be quite exciting. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Another thing.
I'm so confused, I don't understand.
It's a chore working with you.
I know.
Anyway, here's another band for you. This band also come through via Music Submit. Thank you so much for sending this through. Now, this band called Cable 35.
Okay.
You're not going to get this website right, Tony. I'm telling you that now. But have a guess. What is Cable 35's website?
Cable35.net/org.
No, cable35.co.
That's just
right. And I tried it out and it worked.
Fair enough.
I've never heard of .co before. But anyway, cable35.co works. Enjoy this. You crazy Cable 35 types with your crazy websites no one's ever heard of. You're like some... They could be massively influential now, just on the website alone. This has changed my life. Check this out. Saturated.
Of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If not the drama. And yes, they were mentioned earlier on in the show, and we're still playing as a band because they're so fucking good. Are you doing anything this week?
Well, apart from, again, more Wanton Destruction and debris making.
What are you going to want to destroy this week, then?
Well, it's wallpaper stripping this week. The kitchen needs destroying.
That's more fun than wallpaper stripping. Wallpaper stripping's tedious.
It is. Again, I might pay someone to do that.
Yeah, I'd pay someone to do that.
Yeah. Apart from that, in 2 days' time, it's mine and Steph's 5-year anniversary.
Good God, man!
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh. So I expect a present through the post. Bringing you together.
There you go, 5 years. It's your 5 years since we met.
Yeah, I don't imagine I'll get anything, but anyway, congratulations on 5 years, Tony.
Thank you very much.
If your life's anything like mine, you're at the halfway point on the way to divorce. Now, congratulations.
Love is in the air.
Yes. Now, anyway, well, are you going to be doing anything nice? But yes, we're going to be wallpapering.
Probably, yeah. Nothing said about it. I'll let you like a wallpaper stripping, doesn't it?
No, I imagine you'll go out for a nice meal, won't you, or something?
I think so, yeah.
Perhaps go and see some death metal somewhere.
Maybe.
Who knows? Well, what I'm doing, Tony, thanks for asking, is tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm going to be recording a demo album.
Oh, yes.
Or the album that I'll be doing for the Edinburgh Festival this summer. So if any of the tracks come out all right, if it's all right with you, I might spin one on next week's show.
Give it a spin.
Who knows? If it's all right, I'm only going to do it if they're good enough to merit being on a show, I will. I'm not sure about what the quality is going to be like yet. But I'm going into the same studio that our friends Dirty Parlay
use. All right, okay.
So, and they sounded all right, so let's see. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing this week. And then I've only got one gig this week on Saturday night at the Hob in Forest Hill, South East London. Don't know how much it is to get in. It's not massively expensive. It'll be a good bill, and I'm a last. So I'm not on till 11 o'clock at night. So all I'm doing this weekend is I've just got to be in South London at 11 o'clock at night. This is a recipe for disaster.
Nice.
Anything could happen. I could get in a right mess here. But anyway, that's my week. That's about it.
Oh, cool.
Now, do you fancy something free?
Please.
This is brilliant, man. I wanted to play another Cunt and the Gang track anyway. And then I just happened to just check out his website. And there it was, a new track, free to download, my friend, on the website. I'll ask you about the website after it. This track is free to download. If you're a Cunt and the Gang fan, you can have this for nothing. If you've never heard of them before, and if you're listening to the show for the first time, prepare for something a little bit different. Because, Tony, you brought a pedo along to a five-a-side.
From range, but he lingered in the changing rooms where kids were getting changed. He often used a lollipop to go past an opponent. In gaining children's trust, this was also a key component. He'd step over once, then twice, and then unleash a shot. I thought he was joking when he said Tracy Beaker was quite hot. When he was convicted from the sports club, he was sacked. They couldn't trust him around girls whose hymens were intact. He weighed in with goals, he was a decent striker. I've got a little cousin, I think he might like her. You bought a pedo along to five a side. We've had some wrong'uns, but no one who had that much to hide. I thought his bird worked in a museum, cos he said she was a guide. You bought a pedo along to five a side. You bought a pedo along to five a side. I thought he must have kids at school, cos he hung about outside. From now on a CRB check they'll need to provide. Since you bought a pedo along to five a side.
He was a pedo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He was a pedo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He was a pedo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He was a pedo.
Whoa, whoa, pedo.
Pedo.
That was Cunt and the Gang, Tony. And nice. A track called You Brought a Pedo Along to a Five-A-Side. And if you'd like to download that track for free, simply go to Cunt and the Gang's website, which is...
cuntandthegang.co.uk.
It is! You've got one back. How are you spelling cunt?
With a K.
Yeah, makes it not swearing. Which makes it Tony 2, probably be the internet 5. I mean, yeah, you know, it's over, mate.
Yeah,
it's over.
No, that's right. Absolutely
brilliant track. He's great to his fans, you know. Really, really good with his fans in that... He does occasionally lob things up for free, and he's always brilliant at gigs. He'll always stand around afterwards and pose for photos and do all that, you know. He's a really brilliant guy. Do check him out. There is a lot of good Cunt and the Gang music. Now, you're listening to Project Marv underneath. It's thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got a trance?
Yes.
Oh, time for a fanfare.
Yay! Yeah, I have a twat, but it's... Well, I'll let you decide what you think about this one. I think it's a little semi-twat. So, you do have a twat to nominate. Do email me, don't forget. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. All twats received with thanks. And this week, it's from Aubrey. I'm not sure if it's the same Aubrey who... with the Uncle Randy. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Be a different orb. Who says, this past Monday, while I was emptying a recycle can, as that is my job, yes, I'm a garbage worker, I noticed a quick blur at the corner of my eye. It was a brown and white Dalmatian. It seemed to be eyeballing me with an aggressive demeanour. At the next house, I was getting ready to empty a can just as the little shit tried to bite me. He only got a nip on my leg, but he got a punch in the head from me. After that, I chased him back to his yard and locked him up. That dog was a twat, yes? Question mark. That's it, that's all I've got.
I don't think we've called a dog a twat before, have we?
I don't think so.
Well, not on the show, anyway.
No, but you see, I've not got the dog's name. I've not got where they're from. I've not really got the guy's name who nominated him. Or woman, actually.
Well, perhaps you should just remind people of how this thing's supposed to work.
Exactly. You go specifically, I want the twat's name, where they are from, the location, and the reason. Your name would be great. Not yours, the listeners. That's an email me, tony@punkyrage.com. It's that simple. Yeah, that's the only one I've had in the past week.
So we've basically got that a dog is a twat.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've got nothing else to go on, haven't
exactly.
we?
Exactly.
So just to get this twattage going again, let's go for it.
Okay, so this dog from somewhere probably in America, who knows...
is a twat. If you've got a better twat than that, why not email tony@punkyway.com. Type your email, is a twat. We're quite happy to call animals twats, that's fine, yeah. But we need to know where they're from.
Exactly. And a name, even if it's fine.
And a name, yeah. He hadn't even found out the dog's name. He could have gone in our house and go, what's your dog called? Thanks, mate. What's the address? Yeah, thanks. What? No, there's no problem. No, it's fine. Okay. Well... I've got a little something else to say at the end, Tone.
Okay.
Here in the Christmas competition result that we gave the winner of a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It went to Andrew Larkin, Andrew of St. Albans.
Yeah.
And hello to Andrew, because last night I nipped round his house and dropped off the presents.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought, do you know what? I can't be bothered to post this. I just drove down there. I was passing. So, yeah, nipped in, said hi, rolled a smoke, gave him his CDs. He kicked me out again. Be honest with you, didn't seem overpleased to see me.
Oh.
I think he was busy. I think he was busy when I dropped round.
Right, okay.
But anyway, congratulations, Andrew. And yeah, he got a load of stuff. And I'm building another brilliant competition. Do you know what? I'm going to exclusively reveal something right now. As well as the History of Guns CD, we're going to have a copy of, yes, the new Demented Are Go album.
Nice.
Yeah, which is out in March. There's a few, there's three brilliant box sets coming out in March via People Like You Records. I'll give you more information about them close to the time. I've been in touch with People Like You. We're going to be getting some publicity stuff. It's going to be brilliant. So there's, and hopefully I'll get all that for the Easter competition. We haven't done an Easter competition before, but I am looking forward to it. Anyway, one last track this week. Who knows? Maybe they'll send us an album as well. Band called Shoot the Dead, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Shoot the Dead's website?
Shootthedead.com.
No, shootthedead.co.uk.
Bollocks.
Probably be in the internet six, Tony T. This is the last track this week. Absolutely brilliant song. You're going to love this. Once again, a right mixed bag. Next week will be different again, of course. Please spread the word about Punky. We'll remind you of how to do that after this. In the meantime, this is The Rage.
I lost myself, I lost myself, the rage is-
That was Shoot the Dead. The Rage, Tony. I'm not sure whether that's out right now. I'm not sure. I think it might be. If you just go to shootthedead.co.uk, you'll find out more. And thanks to, very much to them. And once again to Music Submit for us getting that track. There's some things that we really want you to listen to this week. If you don't download the show and you listen to internet radio shows, we're carried by three. Which three are they, Tony?
They are Hussy Skunk at hussyskunk.com. That's HussieSkunk. We're on three times a week at different times, and we're on again with the great shows and music. Also, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on late Friday nights. And finally, we're on Podunk, which is podunkradio.com. We're on Monday afternoons, Central Time, 4 p.m. Again, we're in on other great shows and music, so check them out.
Yeah, yeah, they're three really, really good stations, three very different stations. Get a chance to listen to them, do. Also, we would really like you to review us at iTunes. How do you do that, Tony?
Again, easiest way is to go to punkyradio.com, because on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. But do that, log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your review, and we'll feature on the show.
If you are in the Nottingham area this weekend, you may hear Tony destroying his own house.
Yep.
If you're, however, in the South East London area on Saturday, well, better things to do than go to the Hob and watch me making a noise, shouting and swearing at people. That's about it for this week. Thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.